Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. So happy you're here with us this morning. It's going to be a gorgeous day, and I could not be happier about it. And what a gorgeous day for, construction.
Right. Nice day to have me on, right?
Yes, perfect. Jonathan Cook is here with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. Perfect day to get out there and get some work done. Right, Jonathan?
Right. I don't know if I want to spend my Wednesday morning in here with nice weather.
I know,
be outside,
right?
Get something done.
I am over this little cold snap thing, whatever it was. Goodbye, so long, see you later, and I'm in for
well,
this weather.
Well, usually it always warms up by March. Usually yeah. I'm always like, if we get through like February, then March, by the end of March, it usually starts warming up for the year. That's always what I figure, you know.
Yeah, we have that one fake spring we just had, and
right.
Now we had this last little, I'm hoping.
I think
we're going to
have a couple little cold spurts.
Yeah.
And then by the end of March, hopefully it starts warming up. So that's what I'm
looking
for.
Right.
I hope
you're right.
Be ready for spring. So it's time to start getting those estimates in,
yes,
getting
sir.
Those plans made.
Mm-hmm.
So that way, because spring's going to be here pretty fast.
Before
within
you
a
know
month,
it.
It's going to be here.
Before you know it. So if you're just joining us, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And what that means is every day I bring in experts from all over our community, all different types of jobs and viewpoints. And what's great about it is that you get a chance to ask questions. It's a chance for you to, if you've got something on your mind, and you can talk right with the expert. So all you got to do is text in your question at 850-437-1620. And Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring is an expert on remodeling, on flooring, on so many different topics that we've covered. We've been together almost a year now, I guess.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And so if you want to ask him anything, this is the time to do it. 850-437-1620. But in case someone is not familiar with you, Jonathan, maybe tell everybody like how long you've been in the community, some of the projects you've done, and what you do.
Right. So we've been around since 2005 is when we actually started, right after Hurricane Ivan. And so we do full house renovation. So we do kitchen, bathroom, you know, painting, trim. We do exterior siding, windows, decks, fence, you know, all those kind of items. On top of which, we do cosmetic, like, you know, painting and flooring. We do a lot of that. So we also have a flooring store and we retail the material. We work with a lot of local builders and developers as far as, you know, supplying material to them and installing and flooring.
Mm-hmm.
So that's definitely a big part of our business. Something that we're definitely looking to grow more into. You know, if you're a developer or a contractor and you're looking to partner with us, and we call it partner because we'd like to partner with people. We don't like, you know, we like it to be a two-way street, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we want it to work good for us because we're in business to make money, but we want it to work good for our customers as well.
Well, you're bringing the best of everybody to the table.
Right, right. I mean, there's enough to go around for everybody. That's our view, right?
Right.
So we can all do good on it. But yeah, so we've been around for 21 years. Any kind of home remodeling, flooring, painting, even exterior siding, fencing, stuff like that, we cover it. The items we don't cover are usually like utilities, power, electric, water,
plumbing,
yeah, AC, HVAC, roofing. But so we do have subcontractors that we refer out for that.
Mm-hmm.
So if we take your job and you need an electrical contractor, you need some AC, 90% of the time we can call one of our subcontractors in and they can handle that. And then we handle the part we do. And then, you know, everybody wins.
Right.
So, if you don't get your question on air day, you can always call us after the show. So my office is open 9 to 5, 6 days a week. So that's Monday through Saturday. And the phone number is 850-332-5905. Or you can just stop by and see us in person at 9320 North Palafox Street. Come say hey to us, check out some samples, look at some flooring.
And that's where the showroom
right,
is, right?
And that's right, right.
So describe the showroom.
I do
room
encourage
and how that,
people for
yeah.
that because I tell people like, hey, people will call me all the time for an estimate and I'll say, okay, I'll get you on the schedule for next Tuesday or next Thursday. So generally we do estimates on Tuesdays and Thursdays unless someone asks for something specific, you
mm-hmm.
know, and then I'll try to accommodate their schedule as best I can. But otherwise, Tuesdays and Thursdays. And I always tell people, hey, go and put yourself on the schedule for like Thursday. But in the meantime, stop by the store and check some samples out. Because if you get a chance to go on there and take some stuff home, Then right. when I get to your house, we can discuss it. We can look at it. I know what kind of products you're looking for. And if you've picked a product out, I can go and price it for you and say, mm-hmm. okay, this is what the price of that product's going to be. And the same thing even with cabinets, paint, stuff like that. If you have an idea of like what you want to paint your house, sometimes that could really help and save you on the cost of painting the house, right? So say like if you have a white house and you're going to paint the same color, that's going to be a lot easier for us than changing the color to a dark color or vice versa if you have a dark house and you want to paint it a light color. Mm-hmm. So sometimes, you know, if you have some of them figured out before you get there, it could end up saving you some money in the long run. If you say, hey, you know, my house is light colored, I'm going back with a light color, well, that's going to be a little bit easier to do. So I'd always encourage that, you know, but if you don't have time for it, then I don't mind coming there and helping you figure those things out too.
Okay, great. So we're already getting some texts in this morning, and if you've got a comment, 850-437-1620, I think you're going to like this one, Jonathan. Big exclamation points, 5-star contractors. I heard Jonathan's construction on 1620 last May. I called and he came out and did an estimate. Probably the best company I have ever contacted with. They replaced drywall, took out walls, and painted. Communication was great, exclamation point. All of the employees were professional and did a great job. I am beyond ecstatic. This is a pretty good review. Yeah. Sure, this is somebody you know. I am beyond ecstatic with the completed project and highly recommend.
No,
that's
it's
awesome.
Definitely. I do appreciate that very much. It's definitely not somebody I know because
definitely a customer.
I wouldn't oversell it like that. You know, like, I feel like we do pretty good, but I wouldn't oversell it because I don't want anybody to have too high of expectations
that's
either.
That's awesome, but this says a lot.
But we do try, you know, mm-hmm. and so it really helps. And I mean this in the most respectful way, but it really helps when we have a good customer to work with, because not every customer is a great customer to work with, sadly, that is to say. But when we have a good customer to work with, then it makes the whole process so much smoother. You mm-hmm. know, when we come in there and someone trusts us and say, hey, you know, we trust you to get this job done and make it look good, and we understand there's going to be bumps in the road along the way, and we're going to work through those things, then that makes the job a lot easier.
Excellent.
So I do know who this is. Because I remember the job, but it was a great customer.
Right.
And so, you know, when we have a good customer and then we can communicate, the job just goes so much more smoothly. And so a lot of the reason why his job went well was him.
Right. You got to communicate what you need.
Right. Yes, exactly.
I mean, it's pretty simple.
As much as we want to know what their expectations are, we want them to know our expectations too. Like, hey, this is what we can achieve and this is what we can deliver for you. Mm-hmm. And that always just makes a much easier job. So when I say I don't want to oversell it, it's because I want them to know, like, hey, this is what I can actually deliver. I don't want to oversell you something that's not going to happen.
That's right. Yeah.
And I think that's the best. That's the best practice.
That's why your estimates are so good, because they're line by line, so they're very realistic, and you can make the adjustments that you need.
Exactly. So you know, we like to do line by line estimates, and then you can take and pick and choose the items you want to do. Sometimes people will say, "Hey, I want to do this myself," or like, you know, like. For instance, if we're putting flooring in your house, mm-hmm. one of your line items is going to be to move all the furniture and place it back where it's done.
Right.
And
those
a lot of people would like that
think
done.
Think about it, yeah.
But some people will say, hey, before you get here, I'm going to move the furniture out of the way. I don't want to pay $300 to move my furniture. Mm-hmm. It's very understandable.
Right.
And so that's why those items are lined out like that. And we're completely okay with that. If somebody says, hey, you know, I'm going to paint the house myself. I just want all the trim done, sheetrock done and prepped. And then I'm going to paint it. We're okay with that.
Okay. You know, yeah. So. Why not? Okay. 850-437-1620. Talking to Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. This is Pep Talk. Okay. We have a question here that I've listened to the show for a couple of months now, and I think, I like this, I think he really knows his stuff.
I hope so.
And what he's doing.
I feel like I do.
And he said, is he willing to do a proposal for remodeling now that I can take to the bank? Oh, this is a good question. To get a home improvement loan. Also, does he warranty his work?
Right.
Good questions.
Yeah, two-part question. So we do warranty. We warranty everything for a year. So that's just standard with us that we have a year of warranty. All of our flooring also has additional warranty through the flooring manufacturer. So and so that would come into, you know, if the flooring actually failed, if there was a product failure, uh-huh. is when that would come into account. But all of our work is warrantied for a year. So as far as an estimate take the bank, absolutely. So more people do that than you think. We work with a lot of investors that that borrow money to do investment properties.
Right.
And then we will have to give a detailed estimate, license, insurance, all of that. And then the bank will actually pay us in draws. Uh-huh. So once a certain amount of the job is achieved, the bank will release a certain amount of the money. And that's pretty standard practice. And most of the time, when we take those jobs, we take them with no down payment because they will want a certain amount done before they release that down payment.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And we're okay with that. Okay. But furthermore, if you didn't want to go through all that hassle, we have financing.
Talk about that.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and every time I send an estimate out, there's a link on the bottom to click for financing. It's through our Jobber program, which is our software program.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it goes up to $34,000. So that's the most we finance. So, I mean, it's enough to like do a light renovation, or if you want to do a whole kitchen or a bathroom or get new flooring.
Right.
It's not enough to build a house. If you wanted to build a house, you need to go through your bank and get a loan, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of remodels can very well get $70,000, $80,000, $90,000.
Oh, I would imagine so.
So then, you know, in that case is when we would work with the bank, and then you would go get a home equity line of credit or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's also another thing you can do. They can get a home equity line of credit, and then it doesn't have to be approved through the bank. That's on their house and has nothing to do with where they spend the money or anything, right? So then they can pay us as they need to. So that's an option.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, our financing is pretty easy to get from what I hear from most of our customers. And, you know, it varies by the person.
Sure, of course.
So the rates, people always ask, like, what's the rate going to be? What's the term? And it really does vary by the person. So I would check it both ways. I would check our financing, mm-hmm. then I would check that against your bank and see where you're going to get the best deal. But yeah, that's also an option too.
Okay. Well, this is another question along the same lines. I guess everybody's interested in finance this morning.
Because you're getting ready for all those big projects coming up.
That's it. Getting ready for the projects. So thinking about putting my house on the market, can Jonathan do a punch list of a variety of items to get my house ready, market ready?
Right. So that's actually where we started. When we started out in 2005, we were working for a company called Custom Property Management.
Mm-hmm.
It's no longer around. But they were a real estate company. And from there, we moved to Remax and Waddell, a lot of different management companies and real estate companies in town. And we still work with a lot of them today. We work with Clover and we work with Old South.
Good.
And we work with Realty Masters. But I say that to say we have a lot of realtors that send us houses. And a lot of the realtors we work with now will send us a house and say, hey, we need to get this ready to sell. And I will go out there and make the punch list and say, hey, this is what I think you need to do to mm-hmm. be market ready. And then I will send it to them. And I say that, but then I have a lot of realtors that will send me a detailed punch list, say, this is what I want. And if I have something, I know, okay, exactly what you want, then I'll go off that too.
Uh-huh.
I always throw my opinion in when I'm out there.
Shocker.
You know, I'd be like, well, you might want to do this. But because I look at so many houses, right? I look at so many houses, I feel like I see little things that sometimes people miss, you know?
Mm-hmm. You've got the experience, 30 right. years of experience now?
Yeah, about that.
Yeah.
21 with this company. But it really does, because there's so many people that will go and hit those big items, like they want to put paint, floor, cabinets. Those are big items, and you get every penny of that back when you sell it.
Mm-hmm.
But when a homeowner walks into the house, as much as those matter, so do the details, right?
Right.
So just the little things, like even just the doorknobs or hinges or kitchen cabinet handles, that can really make it look more modern. And those are some items that do not cost very much money. Even lighting, like you can get expensive light fixtures, but you can get some very reasonable light fixtures that look modern.
Mm-hmm.
You know, bathroom sink faucets, towel bar sets, you know, really just the
details.
Just the little hardware can really make the house look modern. And sometimes those are the things people will miss. They'll hit those big items
right.
and leave those little ones, just like your outlet covers. You can get a whole pack of outlet covers for $4 and swap your outlet covers out. And if your covers are all tan and old looking, a nice white clean cover is just going to look a lot better.
Yeah, little things like that can really add up.
Yes, it can add up. So those are some of the things I will look for too.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we'd be happy to come out and take a look at something like that.
Okay.
So you can call our office, 850-332-5905, or just hit me up next Wednesday back on the show.
And you do have a website.
We do have a website. So it's jonathansflooring.com. We're actually in the process of getting it rebuilt right now. So we're adding a lot of services to the website and some extra pages, but it's still up and running right now. So
okay. And so here we're back to the finance a little bit. Another question that came in on 850-437-1620. And you answered this already, but it says, do you charge for estimates? And then about how much upfront do I need to pay before the work is completed?
Right. So so generally, we charge a 30% deposit is okay. what we charge. And then depending on the job, like if it's a large remodel job, we will do a 30% deposit and a 30% payment in the middle, somewhere like two-thirds of the way through, and balance on completion. If it's a smaller job, then we'll take a 30% deposit and just payment on completion.
Okay.
So it depends on the size of the job. When I say larger, I'm talking about like $40,000 to $50,000 job, or take a second payment in there. If your job's under, say, $10,000, we're going to take 30% down and balance on completion. Pretty standard.
Okay. So I have another question. You talked about your showroom. What's in it?
Right. So that's a good question.
That's a good question.
Well, you're just going to have to come find out.
What's that address again? And the hours?
Right. So 9320 North Palafox. It's a surprise every day. Yeah. But so we do flooring. Mm-hmm. So it's all flooring samples. So we have 6,000 square foot of different flooring samples and inventory to look at. So mostly it's going to be flooring samples. And then you're going to find a couple nice ladies up there to help you. And then we also have some cabinet samples and paint samples as
oh,
well.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
So we have like 6 different cabinets that we use standardly that we order in. So we have a door of each one there. So that way people can kind of match it with their flooring if they're mm-hmm. thinking about cabinets. And then we have a Sherwin-Williams paint board. But that's more or less for the customers, so they can kind of have an idea like, hey, this is the idea of the paint I'm going to use, like maybe not the exact one, but a shade, and they can kind of use that for their flooring to pick as well, too. So we have some paint samples, flooring samples, and we have some cabinet samples.
And you've mentioned before about bringing those samples out to the site, right?
Yes, it's so important.
It's really is. Talk a little bit about that.
It is, because when you come into the showroom, like we have fluorescent lighting, and mm-hmm. so, and I like that because it's
different.
LED and it's bright, mm-hmm. but it's going to look really different than like sun lighting,
it's
right?
Different from beach lighting.
Beach lighting. It's going to look different from your house lighting,
yeah.
depending on how many windows in your house. But mostly important, it's going to look different depending on your paint color, your furniture color, your cabinet color. Those things can really change a floor a lot. So like if you have, you know, let's say a floor with a lot of variation in it, which a lot of floors do these days because it's very popular.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a floor with a lot of variation and you take it to your house and you have really light tan walls, that floor is probably going to look more tan. But if you have gray walls, it's going to start pulling the gray out of the floor and the floor is going to look more gray than it does tan.
Yeah.
So it can really change depending on that. And also, you know, furniture. You know, furniture is not cheap. So if you have a certain furniture or style of furniture,
mm-hmm.
your flooring needs to kind of go with that unless you're planning on replacing all that furniture.
Right.
Especially if you have like older furniture and it's like dark hardwoods, right? So if you have a lot of dark hardwood furniture, you don't necessarily want to do like a light wood that kind of, you know, competes with it.
Mm-hmm.
You want something that blends with it. Same thing with the cabinets. So it can really vary a lot depending on the person's house and the lighting. So that's why I always say it's important to take those samples home and just take a look at them, because you may take it home and it may look completely different. I've had people come in the showroom, fall in love with a certain type of flooring. They take it home and then I go out and do the sample and they're like, no, we don't like it.
Right.
And that's very common. And huh. they'll come back and get something completely different than what they even thought they were looking for to start
mm-hmm.
with. So it does help out.
And I would imagine that happens too when someone has decided they're going to make the change. They get every Architectural Digest magazine and they start getting all the homes and you know, everything that
right.
they can find. And they make a decision based on that photo.
Oh, especially with AI.
Okay, I was going to say, so now talk about that. That must be a challenge with people coming in with sort of preconceived ideas about what they
it
want.
Is,
but the reality of it is either
so
too expensive or too crazy.
It's two ways, right? Either one, it's really challenging.
Uh-huh.
And on the second, it's really helpful
right.
Because like yesterday I did an estimate for a lady and she had a she wanted a driveway put in her house
mm-hmm.
and so she may be listening, but when I got there she had a photo printed off of AI of what she wanted. So she wants this round driveway
uh-huh.
with like 6 different steps, you know, different, you know, slabs for each step going
right.
up. Widen the main driveway on the house. So as much as that's like, you know, when you go print that off AI, that may not be how your house is going to look, right? She has nice green grass in there, she has all this landscaping.
Gosh.
But on the other hand, it does help a lot because it gives me an idea of what she wants.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, I know exactly what she wants. And then I can tell her this is what we can achieve of that. But, you know, when you show up at somebody's house and they're just explaining what they want,
right.
most of the time I can understand that and I can figure that out. But a picture sometimes helps. So it definitely can be very helpful. But all, at the same time, like you get people that go on like Pinterest and print pictures off, and some of this stuff isn't real. It's like not even a real thing.
We rally at reality check, right, as they say. Okay, I understand that Kathy is on the line. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
Do you have a question for Jonathan?
Yes, I do.
Hey,
Jonathan, I have a house that is 5 years old, not quite 5 years old. Anyway, the supposedly luxury vinyl plank that they put down is coming up at the seams.
Mm-hmm.
And my question to you is that something that can be repaired, or am I going to need to replace all of the vinyl plank?
We just have to look at it and see. But most of the times we can fix it. Most of the times it can be fixed. It depends on how many seams are coming loose. It could be something, just a piece of trash under the floor that broke the seam, or there could be 100 things going on with it. But most of the time we can unclick the vinyl plank. We can replace those pieces and put it back down, especially if you can get like a couple boxes of it. If you only have like one piece, it's going to be hard. But if you have a couple boxes, most of the time we can.
I don't have the boxes. I don't even know what the name of it was. So,
well, your builder should be able to, you know, we should be able to get in contact with your builder and find out who installed it, and then find out what the name of the flooring is, and then we can see if we can order it from there.
Is that something you would do for me?
It's something we would definitely come out and look at for you, and then we can go from there. I'd be happy to just come out and just take a look at it. Maybe I can give you some information on it. You have a lot of options. Like, even if, you know, say if you have it through the whole house, right, and we can't necessarily find it, we can take it out of one room, maybe fix the main area and just replace one room with something different. Or, you know, in some cases, maybe you do have to replace the whole house. I really have to look at it and see, you know, see what's going on with it and what caused it.
How old is it?
Okay. 5 years.
5 years. Okay.
Yeah. See, 5 years really isn't that old on a luxury vinyl plank floor. But the problem is you have so much luxury vinyl plank being sold out there that it starts at like a 2 millimeter glue down. Then it goes to a 3.2, a 4, 5, 6, 8, 7, and 8. And if you have anything under like a 5 millimeter, I've seen that happen. It's just cheap product. That's really what it is.
Mm.
Is everybody thinks like, oh, I'm getting luxury vinyl plank. Not all of it is a good product. Some of it is just cheap product.
Mm.
And it could be that.
Yeah.
Most of your good reputable builders around, they're used at least a 5 millimeter or better. All builders we work with use a 5 millimeter or better. And I say that to say, when I started, we sold a 4 millimeter because that's what Lowe's sells, and we wanted to compete directly. And we had nothing but warranty problems out of our 4 millimeter till we got rid of it. And we will sell the 5 millimeter now for what they charge for 4, just because we don't want to have those problems down the road. So it could be a variety of things. It could be a cheap product, or it could just be a piece of trash under it that broke the lock.
Kathy, I think you need to call Jonathan and have him come out and take a look.
That's what I'm going to do. Okay, Jonathan, thank you so much for your help.
Thank you, dear. Thanks
for
calling in.
I'll be doing estimates tomorrow and next Tuesday.
Okay, what's that number that she can call in?
Right, so it's 850-332-5905.
Okay, thank you so much for calling in, Kathy. That was a great question, and I'm sure right now as people coming into the summer, you're lifting up those rugs, you're starting to look
right,
around, you're doing some house cleaning, you go, oh, where did that happen?
And see, like on a five-year-old house, you really shouldn't have those problems
right
with it. But there you have so many people out there building houses, you know, and I don't want to say any of them are doing a bad job. Some of them just aren't educated, even a builder.
Mm-hmm.
I come across it all the time, both ways, like where I'll be talking to a builder and I'll be explaining, hey, this is what we need to use for this reason.
Right.
I looked at a house yesterday that was built by one of our very large, good, semi-custom builders.
Mm-hmm.
And, he's got cracks all through his tile.
Oh no.
And I told him, I was like, I don't know why the builder did that. Because they probably thought they were doing a really good job. But when you put ceramic tile through the whole house, and this is a 2,800 square foot house.
Oh, gosh.
So when you put ceramic tile through the whole house, and it's brand new construction, and that slab cracks, which it's going to, all slabs crack, that crack transfers right through to the tile.
Oh, gosh.
So I always tell builders, like, don't put tile in. Give it a year or two. Let the slab crack. Once mm-hmm. it cracks, we can put a membrane over it. We can tile it. But I would do some sort of floating floor, or, you know, even a glue down luxury vinyl plank, or I don't want to say carpet because I know a lot of people don't like that, but there's many options other than tile for brand new construction. And I love tile, but it should go into a house that's 3 years or older.
That's great information.
You're going to deal with those cracks.
Yeah, it's great information.
And that was one of our good builders. I mean, a good reputable builder did that. Mm. So, I mean, sometimes, you know, they just don't catch these things.
Okay, I can't believe we're already out of time. Lots of great questions this morning. You can call Jonathan and reach him at...
Right, so you can call me at 850-332-5905, or you can stop by our showroom at 9320 North Powell Fox Street. Look us up on Facebook at Jonathan's Construction Flooring, or hit us up on the website at jonathansflooring.com.
Awesome, thank you so much.
Or just call in next Wednesday.
All right, thanks so much, Jonathan. An expert on flooring and construction, Jonathan's Construction.